And now the KSL in-depth water is running again in Bountiful. Joining me live is the director of the Bountiful City Water Department, a very relieved Craig Christensen. Thanks for joining us. How many people were impacted when the water stopped running to taps for, like, what, 24 hours?
So there was actually, on that section, we only had 7 homes that were out of water.
So that's not so bad, but there were more people impacted across the community, right?
That is correct.
So
we actually had this main come in yesterday morning about 7:10. That's when we got the call. And then we had 2 more that came in while we were still working on that one.
So it's like
we had 3 total.
The community was springing leaks sort of all over the place, or were they right nearby each other?
They were all over the city.
That's a lot to have to deal with and send your crews around. So it took 24 hours. What did they have to do?
So the crew that was up there working all night long was making repairs. And then when we'd actually charged the main back up, we'd find another leak. So during the charging process, the older main had some weak spots, and they were showing when we were charging.
Is the charging process, does that put a lot of pressure in through the pipes?
So we charge it slow, but when there's air and there's already the pipe that has, some weak spots in it, you find those.
So are we done with this, or is there a possibility that you might see more leaks springing up in the next day or two?
There shouldn't be any coming up anytime soon, but there's always the possibility that, it's the time of year for main lines to happen, and we see a few of them here in Bountiful, but other cities as well. So
I'll bet you some of your work crews could use some sleep at this point, right?
Yeah, they went home about 2 hours ago, and hopefully they're sleeping.
Okay, so the water's running.
Well deserved.
No boil advisories. Everybody can just go ahead and use it.
Yeah, correct. We make sure that we adhere to the flushing standards of the AWWA or APWA, and so we don't have to have any of those problems.
So there's the happy ending, and thanks for joining us, Craig Christensen, a relieved director of Bountiful City Water. We appreciate you coming on.